It is November 1st, 2012, day one of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord here in the Main Street Arena in the heart of the festival where you come to get your tickets and your passes and your schedules and everything else. And I'm sitting across from Todd Fletcher, actor, in the most intriguing film called Portrait of a Zombie, which screens Sunday at 9:30 in Regal 2. Todd, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So, as I was telling you off air, when I was looking at the schedule and I saw the title Portrait of a Zombie, I thought, oh man, not another zombie film. And then I read the description, what it was about, and it's not another zombie film. It's something really completely different. So why don't you start off telling us about the film, and then we'll talk a bit more about your involvement with us. Tell us about Portrait of a Zombie.
Okay, it's essentially, we like to call it a family drama snuck inside a horror film. And it's about a family, a working class family from Dublin, the Murphys.
Mm-hmm.
Their son contracts a virus in a meat packing plant where he works and becomes a zombie. And rather than just kill him off, they decide to care for him and basically treat him like as if he's like a sick child or maybe has special needs,
right.
Things like that. The neighbors are really ticked off. The local crime boss is ticked off. And they basically just want to run the family out of town, you know, kill the son, you know, whatever. But the Murphys still maintain that they're a normal family, just doing right by their child, as any mother and father would. So they invite a documentary filmmaker from the States, who I play, to come over and get all this footage. And it basically just gets kind of crazy from there.
So this is a documentary-style film.
Right.
About this family, and it's... in here, zombieism, to coin a phrase, is treated as like a disease that people get, and so they've decided to care for their son, and a lot of film is about how the community reacts. Well, tell us about your involvement in it. You're an actor. You play the documentary filmmaker.
Yeah, I play the documentary filmmaker. He doesn't have a character name. It's just filmmaker. He gets wind of this family and this, you know, the zombie, the outbreak and whatnot, and then he gets wind of this family that's caring for their son. And he basically sees it as an opportunity to make some money.
Sure.
And basically to come over there and get everything on tape. He feels it's going to be the film that really, you know, makes his career. And he goes over there and he picks up a film crew kind of on the fly. They don't know him. He doesn't know them. And he's a total outsider. And they go around taking various footage of the family and everybody. And you see what's kind of interesting is that I think it's sort of like they're like the second dysfunctional family in the film. You've got the Murphy family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got this film crew.
Mm-hmm.
And as they become more and more involved with filming the family, you see this kind of, I don't know, combativeness, I don't even know if that's even a word, between the filmmaker and his crew, because they start to really empathize with the situation.
Sure.
Where he's just in it for the money.
Sure.
He wants the film done, he's very singular focused, you know, it doesn't matter who gets killed, who gets stepped on, who gets screwed over. You know, as long as the film's in the can, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
And so you, Todd Fletcher, the actor,
right?
You became involved in this because the director, Bing Bailey, is an old friend of yours.
Well, I've known him, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And I worked with him on a short film. We just kind of met by chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed working with him, and I really believe in what he's doing. His wife has written a lot of the dialogue and also produced this film. And I just think that their stories are so unique, and this is only the tip of the iceberg of what they can do. And when this project started to kind of take shape, I don't think I was even involved with it at first. It was sort of another type of film.
Right.
It was going to be a short film, I think. And then it morphed into this other film, and we were talking. He's like, "Are you sure you don't want to come over and work on this?" I was like, I for like a second, I was like, yeah. So they wrote the part with me in mind.
Right.
And I mean, it's really exciting to do a film that it knows exactly what it wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It can be lighthearted, but it also can have a bit of dark humor. It's gory. It's a family drama. It has social commentary. You know, some religious stuff, but we won't get into that.
Sure.
And it's just a film. It proved that a horror film can be, it doesn't have to be just one sort of, it doesn't have to be, I don't know how to say it, but it can be more than one thing inside one film.
It can, for a zombie film, it can have heart.
Yeah.
So, now you've been taking this around. Well, the film has been going around.
Right.
I think you told me this is the 13th festival it's come to.
I believe it's the 13th,
and
yeah.
You've been to a handful of them.
Yeah, small
but
handful.
You're a hometown boy. You're from Charlottesville.
Right.
You live here now. So showing at the Virginia Film Festival.
Right.
How do you feel about this film showing to friends and family?
You know, I don't know. It's going to be strange.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a... It's not something my family would... You know, it's not, you know, Little House on the Prairie or something from the Hallmark Channel.
They might not normally go to see a zombie film.
No.
Yeah.
So, I'm curious, a little nervous about the reaction. You know, but I think that... I mean, Charlottesville has had a lot of other horror stuff that's been done here, independent. So I think we'll have a good reaction to it, actually.
Well, have you, Todd, been to the the Virginia Film Festival before? Have you attended in the past? Have you seen the kind of screenings?
I have. One of the things that stands out to me was many years ago is I saw Taxi Driver here for the first time.
Right.
And it was a midnight screening. I think it was at Newcomb Hall or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, because I was really big into Scorsese and De Niro at the time, and I was like, this is the one that... I couldn't find it on VHS, because it was back then VHS.
That far,
and
that long ago.
I couldn't find it. So when I heard that this was coming, I was pretty thrilled. And I went and saw it, and I was like, okay, I don't know what to make of this. But it stayed with me for like weeks on end. And it's probably one of my favorite movies.
Well, if I can do a little self-promotion for the festival here, I think one of the reasons people like coming here and they return, it's not just the opportunity to see films, but to talk to people afterwards who are involved with the film. So after Portrait of a Zombie screens Sunday at 9:30 at Regal 2, it's going to be a discussion with you, the director Bing Bailey, and producer Laura Bailey, their husband and wife.
Right, yes.
And I think that's what audiences enjoy the most. It's an opportunity not just to see a film they might not otherwise get a chance to see, but an opportunity to see face-to-face, to ask questions, to hear stories from the set. So are you looking forward to that part, or a bit of trepidation about that?
Well, to be honest, Bing and Laura, they're much better at answering the questions than I am. but I don't know, I think when you see a movie like this, I think that, I know for myself, if I was outside of it, you know, going to see it as a viewer, mm-hmm. I'd probably have a lot of questions that I would want to ask after.
Well,
and I'd probably want to talk about it a bit more.
And you've got a couple more festivals lined up after this one you mentioned?
Right now, yes, we have, I can't pronounce it, Kukalaris. It's an indie fest in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I think that's darn close.
And then a sci-fi horror festival in San Francisco called Another Hole in the Head Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm actually looking forward to that one, because I like sci-fi and stuff like that.
And then you and Bing and Laura have additional projects you're going to be working on after
this. Yeah, we're going to see what happens with this film.
Mm-hmm.
They've got several, they've got scripts, stack of scripts. And we'll see what happens with this, and then we're going to push forward on one of those scripts. It may be another like psychological horror. It may be something entirely different.
Right.
They're right, and it's kind of interesting, and I think people can see it when they see Portrait of a Zombie that they know how to write from the standpoint. They know how to write dialogue, and the dialogue You know, they know how to write horror, but they know how to write dialogue.
Sure.
That could be in any genre. So, it'll be something.
The film again is Portrait of a Zombie. It screens Sunday at 9:30 at Regal 2 on the Downtown Mall. This is Sean McCord. I've been talking with Todd Fletcher, who plays the unnamed documentary filmmaker
right.
in the film.
Right.
And then you're going to be part of the panel discussion afterwards. I wish you luck. I thank you for coming by.
Thanks.
And enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you. I will.
All right, Todd.